all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want you to take a moment to think of the person you like the least. Don't say their name out loud, this is being recorded. Just imagine them in your mind. Okay, so do we all have our person in mind? I'm going to need you to keep them in your mind for the rest of the message, okay? Because it's really easy to like what Jesus has to say when you pretend like it doesn't apply to you. But I hate to break it to you, this applies to us, to all of us, to everybody. And if we can't make Jesus' words affect how we treat the person we're imagining in our heads right now, not how we feel about them, because it shouldn't matter how we feel about them, how we treat them. If we can't take Jesus seriously and treat them how he tells us to treat them, then we can't really say we like what Jesus has to say. So now that we all have that person in our heads, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being if I catch a glimpse of them in my peripheral vision, my day is ruined, and 10 being they could burn down my house and I'd probably give them the benefit of the doubt, about how much are you willing to put up with from that person in your mind? 1 to 10. I'm sitting at about a 3. What about you all? This is what Tammy's like. So the lower, well, Kathy's, she's got to outdo Tammy, but she doesn't want to embarrass me, so Kathy's at a 2. So we're all at the lower end of the spectrum, right? But then we have Jesus here advising us to put up with an awful lot, it seems to me. Put up with them cursing and mistreating you. Put up with them taking your stuff, mooching off of you. Put up with them slapping you in the face, and not just put up with it, offer them seconds if they want. What in the world is Jesus talking about? In what universe is this good advice? How is any of that fair? And all of that would be really bad advice if Jesus, in fact, were telling us to just put up with stuff. But that's not really what he's saying. The bottom line here, the bottom line of everything Jesus has to say in this passage is treat others how you want to be treated. To love the people who do not and are not loving you. In no way is Jesus saying that you need to mistreat yourself or fail to love yourself. In fact, logically, if you don't love yourself, you can't possibly even have a concept of what it means to treat someone how you want to be treated. Because if you can't treat yourself right, you can't treat anybody else right either, because we don't really know what right is. This isn't Jesus saying, yeah, right or wrong, stealing, slapping, whatever, all those things are bad. We're supposed to think they're bad. We're supposed to say they're bad. We're supposed to affirm that that's not how people are supposed to treat each other. You know, I think maybe we as a society have kind of wandered away from a solid understanding of what the word forgiveness means. I think we treat forgiveness like it means saying that something isn't wrong or dismissing something. We act like forgiving and condoning and accepting are all the same thing. But that doesn't make any sense. You only need to forgive something if it is bad. To forgive is to acknowledge that it was wrong in the first place. It's to affirm, yes, that was wrong, that shouldn't have happened. And I'm choosing to move forward. And I'm choosing to give you another chance. I'm choosing to not hold it against you and to let it go. But it was a bad thing, and it shouldn't ever happen again. We are to forgive our enemies when they mistreat us. We're not to think that the mistreatment was acceptable. We're definitely not to think it was deserved. And that's, I think, what makes all the difference with a story like this. That's the difference between loving our enemies and just letting yourself be abused. That's the difference between loving others and being a doormat. to know how very, very much we're all worth. I know how easy it is to read these words and words like them when you're in a situation where you're being bullied, or you're being abused, or you're being mistreated, and think, well, I guess Jesus just wants me to put up with it. I guess I'm just supposed to be bullied forever. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We're supposed to love our enemies, and I believe in my heart of hearts that part of loving someone who is causing harm is to stop them. Because I believe that we can't really hurt another person and not in some way hurt ourselves too. I don't think God made us like that. So what do we do? How do we love our enemies and ourselves at the same time? Let me give you an example. Let's say you're being bullied at school. I know I sure was. The fantasy, the thing we may want to do, is to get them back, to get strong so we can beat them in a fight, or to spread a nasty rumor about them, or to embarrass them, or humiliate them, or hurt them like we've been hurt. We've all indulged thoughts like that. Problem is, what exactly would doing any of that help? Would it make the bullying stop? Probably not, because now it's their turn to up the ante and get revenge back on you. Would it make you feel better about yourself? Probably not. I'll let you in on a little secret. Most bullies aren't bullying because they feel awesome about themselves. It's usually the opposite. They don't love themselves, so they don't know how to love anybody else. And you would probably just end up feeling guilty and ashamed. Would it make anything better in the long run? No, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, darkness can't drive out darkness, only light can do that, and hate can't drive out hate, only love can do that. Hate just makes more hate. But neither should you allow yourself to continue to be mistreated. You're way too precious for that. Both of those options, though, are easier than doing the right thing. It's easier to get revenge, and it's easier to be a doormat than it is to really follow Jesus here. Because Jesus' advice is to love them, to seek their well-being, to restore your relationship with them. Now, how would you do that with a bully? Well, I think if you're a kid being bullied or hurt by another kid or by an adult, you need to tell somebody about it. You don't need to feel embarrassed. You don't need to feel like it's your fault. You definitely don't need to think they're right about you. It isn't. They aren't. And the best thing for both of you is for somebody to step in and help. Not just kids either. If you, as an adult, are stuck in a situation where you're being hurt and you can't get out on your own, get help. Get out of the situation. You're not loving yourself, and you're not loving anybody else by staying in harm's way. When I was a kid, there was a boy on my bus who bullied me constantly. He spit on me, he wiped mud from his shoes and put it in my hair, he pushed me, he called me names. And I tried being nice to him, and that on its own just wasn't enough. So finally, after it had been going on for months and months and months, I told my mom, who told my school, who told my bus driver, and the boy had to face consequences for what he did. And after that, they all made an arrangement so that there would be a helper on the bus, an extra set of eyes to make sure he couldn't bother me or anybody else anymore. And it worked. The bullying stopped. And now, as an adult, I don't have any hard feelings towards him. In fact, I just wonder about how bad things must have been for him that he had to act out like that to someone he barely knew. Between the two of us, I feel sorry for him because I had a mom who cared enough to stir up trouble on my behalf. I had a school district that went out of its way to protect me in the future. I don't know what he had. And I've learned I'm being mistreated. And whenever someone really seems to be over the top angry, I always try to stop and take a breath and then ask them, are you okay? Is everything okay? And then with God's help to make room in myself to listen, that's my way of offering the other cheek, to choose to see the humanity in someone even as they are trying to hurt me. That's all Jesus is asking us to do, to hold on to the humanity of someone else even as they are trying to throw their own humanity away. It's a fine line, and it's hard to know when it's time to work for reconciliation and when it's time to go because your healing and well-being necessitate it. I don't think this is one of those passages that's meant to be thrown at somebody else. I don't think anything in this book is one of those passages that's meant to be thrown at somebody else. Jesus himself said we shouldn't judge each other unless we want to be judged. I think this passage is for us to apply to ourselves. It's up to us and God to decide together how to handle situations where we're being mistreated. It's not up to somebody else who isn't in the situation to tell someone they need to put up with a situation they can't put up with anymore. This passage is a mirror for us to hold up to ourselves. It's a standard for us to set for ourselves. And it's a standard that goes leaps and bounds beyond what our culture would have us do. We tend to think that whatever people do to us is what we should do to them. I'll respect you if you respect me. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. And Jesus says that just doesn't cut it. The standard for how we are to act doesn't come from what somebody else is doing. Who cares what somebody else is doing? You are the only person responsible for you. And your standard isn't how they're treating you, it's how you would treat you. Otherwise, we just let the worst people around us decide how we act. So what does the world look like if we all start taking Jesus' advice? It looks a lot more human, a lot more blessed. We can't change the world for the better if we are at best nice to people first, unless and until they give us a reason not to be. All that does is let somebody else's hate pollute you and your actions. No, Jesus is dreaming for us a world where love is the infectious thing. Love is the thing that spreads, not hate. Love is the thing that can't be stamped out no matter how hard anybody tries. Yes, there are bad things in the world. People do them all the time. But we can keep loving ourselves and our enemies, and then maybe one day, through that love, they won't even be our enemies anymore.